Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nothing screams I'm not hygienic than flip-flops in the winter. Maddie, what do you think?
Well, it's not, I mean, I get a comfort thing, totally understand. Yes. But for me, like, how do your feet not freeze?
They have a protective layer of fat. Big, fat, Fred Flintstone-styled feet.
I didn't account for that.
Yeah, you got to. I was watching the Texas versus TCU football game, and the announcer talked about how both teams on the team, on the field, and all the teams in the conference were fighting for space on the struggle bus.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Anxious. Anxious means anxiety.
You're anxious? And
a little bit here. Why at the is house. That? Carrie goes back to school in the school a week from today.
Yeah. And so, but in fairness, she's going in full PPE gear, right?
Actually, it's funny you should bring it up. Yesterday, she went in to be measured and sized for her PPE gear.
Speaking of PPE, just quick sidebar.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara is out today. He'll be back, God willing, mañana. And we will give you a full recap then, but he's just feeling a little under the weather.
So we will have him back tomorrow.
And for those of you, under the weather does not mean hangover, means under the weather. Trust me when I tell you.
I think it's great that they flew him home from Walter Reed.
Yeah.
And he said, don't let his sickness dominate.
No.
He's going to beat this.
He saluted Marine One and moved on with his life.
Ripped his mask off and walked right into his house.
I'm home. Time for Jenga.
Do we even want to talk about that yesterday?
No, I want to throw up. It's terrible.
Oh, it's the worst.
But yeah, he'll be back.
Yes, he will be back.
Not, Mike O'Mara is who we're talking about.
Yes, let's clarify.
Yes, thank you.
The president of this show.
Yes. Yes, he'll be back. So you're anxious about your wife.
Yeah, the reason that she's going back is she's a teaching assistant for special education kids. And they are, you know, they're special. They require a little extra. And watching her do her teaching thing distantly for these kids has been quite a challenge, because they don't have the attention span of a normal kid, mm-hmm. and they require a little bit more. So she's going to go in. But she was fitted yesterday for scrubs and a special mask, and they did the testing and all of this stuff, and everyone is very, very, very keyed up. So there's a lot of anxiety around the house and around her environment. So it's weird. And, she's okay with going back, and I guess I'm okay with it too. They've taken all the precautions. They've got the hand sanitizer. But anyone who's ever dealt with kids, you know, they're not going to be sticking to the rules.
No, but it's weird. Like, it's tough for me to buy into to you not being desensitized to exposure,
right?
Because your son goes and he goes and works in a restaurant, right?
Right.
And
right,
I know
exactly.
He wears a mask, but there's tons of people going in and out of that place.
Sure, sure. And Julia reports into her small office.
Yeah, so tons of
space.
People going in and out of that place.
Yeah.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, your wife, she's God bless her, and I don't think she's wrong. She's doing the best she can with what she has.
Right.
But she goes out tubing with the kids and does all kinds of stuff, you know?
She has taken the precautions and they have done their thing. But still, this is just, you know, it's one more thing. And it's to say that is I could discount it without any anxiety would be a lie, because it's a different... I think schooling is a different situation than almost any other, because take, for example, your restaurant example.
Yes.
The restaurant is run by adults, grown-ups, who have taken, in most cases, all the necessary steps.
Wasn't there a fight club at the end of this, at the end of these shifts at that restaurant where people would fight for tips?
Yeah, exactly.
So
a shirtless fight club.
Let me do that math.
I don't think there was a fight club.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, it's, you know, and I am not scared for her or for anybody. It's just,
I'm
it's
scared
another,
for you. That's why I'd be scared for.
There's another layer of the anxiety sandwich right there. Is that, but as they always talk, you know, there's so many things to talk about when they say, like, well, it's the new normal. Got to get the kids back in.
The special
get
needs kids are, look, we all know what we're talking about. God bless these kids.
Yeah.
I don't think those are the guys that are trying to act, or gals are trying to act cool by taking off their masks. They're just trying to learn.
They're just trying to, and and you know what? It's, the distance learning for them and their parents is, that's a situation. That's a brutal situation. And Carrie is great with these kids. And
I bet she is.
I think it's going to be really good for them.
Is she looking forward to it?
The way you look forward to a dentist appointment, I think.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't, look, being a teacher is a thankless.
It is. It's there are times that it's extraordinarily rewarding.
Yeah.
But also, I think that the some of the parents are going to have a dump the kids type attitude as well.
But the win is when you actually, two of my roommates in college were, you know, teachers, became teachers, and they were studying for that their entire 4 years, that, like, when you have that breakthrough, and that's really the connection you're looking for, that's what really moves the meter for, and gets you up in the morning.
Right, right.
It's harder virtually, right?
It is. I don't know if I told this or not. There was so much getting ready for the virtual learning that early on in the school year, I went upstairs and Carrie was in front of her. You know, she's issued a Chromebook, like every kid is, a little laptop that they can do all their virtual learning on. And I was just grabbing something to eat. And, you know, she's got a little office set up just off the living room and I'm listening. And they're going back and forth. And one of the moderators, the head teacher, says, "All right, when you go to work in the morning, what should you do?" And someone, you know, they type in their answer and the teacher says, "Yes, you should wear clean clothes." And I said, "Yes, you should wash your face. Yes, you should greet your coworkers." And I thought, because I'm only half listening, these are tips for when the teachers go back into school.
You rube.
I was. And I was just like, God, Carrie, do they really
think you're that dumb?
Think you're at that level? And she said, "Rob, these are the special needs kids that are learning how to get a job." I said, oh, okay. So, they assume that you know to wash your face.
They're like, "I'm going to go play my records." Bye.
Well, you know what? Shame on me for only half listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's going on here. How is the mood around Podville right now?
It's funny you mentioned this. We were gaming out. So as we're going to have, so just pull the, I'm going to pull the curtain all the way back.
All the way back. Do it, man.
Yes.
Do it.
We have a content floor on the fourth floor here in Glover Park / Georgetown. And then you have...
That's where you originate from every day. The original studio.
Yes. And there are three studios here. Mm-hmm. And then we have our downtown location.
19th and M.
Yes. Which we've taken more office space there to bring over as much of the, I would say, operations.
Right.
Including studio space there.
Right.
So... It's uncanny that it's like you're on our radar. We were gaming out yesterday I think by the time we get back from vacation that we're going to have to cycle you in here.
Right.
To be able to run the board here. And then I have to cycle out to the 1900 M location.
Right.
So that I would be virtual and you would be here.
Yes.
And then Maddie would probably be over there running the cameras remote.
Right.
That's a technological miracle that this is all possible.
I really thought you were going to say nightmare.
No,
but
I think
miracle
it's a miracle.
Is great. Yes, of course. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. So I guess to set any anxiety at ease for us, we're all in separate rooms.
Right.
So, and by, I guess, default, the majority of the time, you get to be in a room encased in glass, the glass enclosed nerve center.
Mm-hmm.
So you're alone.
Right.
So you're not dealing with, the kids or anything else. Hi, Siri. Thank you. You're not dealing with anything else. You're not dealing.
That was your Siri?
Yeah, that was Siri. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. No S. I don't need you right now. So you'll be fine. You'll be
sure.
Fine. Yeah. But it's funny you even mentioned that because I was like, I think Rob's ready to come home. His families are bebopping around doing their thing. Does that add another layer of anxiety to your life?
I just, I got to learn how to drive again.
All right.
I don't know where my keys are. Oh, no, I can drive any time of day. I don't care about light or dark or anything. I just don't. I've been in a car but 10 times.
When's the last time you wore hard shoes?
Hard shoes? Ooh. Probably my wedding.
No. No, the live show? It's gotta be the live show, right?
Could be.
So last November.
I've worn shoes with laces since the COVID.
No, dress shoes.
Oh, dress shoes? Oh, God. Yeah, it would probably be the live show.
November of last year, 2019. Mm, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So, not saying you have to wear hard shoes, but at least something that covers your feet. I'm going to wear
hard shoes and shorts.
Nothing screams, I'm not hygienic, than flip-flops in the winter, just regularly, without a pandemic. But right. With a pandemic, it screams, I'm dirty.
Does it?
Yes. Maddie, what do you think?
Well, it's not. I mean, I get a comfort thing. Totally understand. Yes. But for me, like, how do your feet not freeze?
They have a protective layer of fat. Big fat Fred Flintstone styled feet.
I didn't account for that.
Yeah, you got to. Well, you know, I'm like a bear. Have you seen that they're talking about it's fat bear season because the bears are getting ready to go into hibernation?
Oh, I didn't know it's called fat bear season.
So people are, you know, circulating pictures of fat bears because they've put on their hibernation weight. Well, that's me. I've been ready to hibernate for 20 years.
Oh, you've gained weight on the pandemic? No.
I think I'm probably about
the same, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, plus or minus what?
Maybe 5. I don't know. I don't weigh myself. And what I have to go by is, do the shirts fit? Do the pants buckle?
Does everything fit?
Yeah, everything fits. I look great. You see me every day.
Yeah, No, I barely see you, actually. I only see you torso down, so I don't know what's going on. But you're not shaped like a Russian nesting doll, so.
When I gain weight, I always gain it from the neck up. You'd see it. You'd absolutely see it. It's fat bear season.
I would say your target return date is roughly the 22nd of October or 23rd.
Okay. All right.
Depending on what Monday is.
It would be the 26th of October, I think. Yeah. You know what I did? I looked at my analog calendar.
19th to the what?
19th to the 23rd is the week that we're out.
And then you're back to the 26th.
Back to 26th.
Okay, great,
yeah.
great.
And also, it's funny, I got some support, got some love for the fact that I keep an analog calendar at my desk. Although, on the bonus show, you're giving me grief for it. Do you see how immediately I was able to pull that date?
I'm not mad that you have the analog calendar. I'm mad that
mad at the dirt.
No, you were... holding up the beginning of the bonus show because you had to reposition your calendar.
Well, I had to flip
it. You had to flip it. You go, no, we can't start yet. I got to fix my calendar like an old lady. And I was like, well, we're starting the show anyways, man. Moving on.
What was great is I think while that was going, Mike had not even sat down yet.
No.
And then when he sat down, he said, when are we starting? And he said,
this counts.
We started. It counts.
We got three minutes of
calendar love we got going on right
okay,
there.
Okay, so now that you know, breaking news, I'm happy we broke the news to you as we should, like any great enterprise.
Right.
You are now coming in as of the 26th of October.
Right.
How do you prepare for that at home?
What do you mean?
Like, do you tell Julia, hey, Julia, you got to make sure you take care of Linus, or hey, Robert, you're in charge of Linus now, because Linus is used to being home, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, Robert will still be around the house. Especially during the daylight hours.
I'm sorry. I don't know what his hours are. I'm so sorry.
He's still doing the virtual school.
When he does his pizza job. That's at night.
That's a nighttime thing.
Okay, then he's clear.
Yeah, Linus will be bothered. He will miss the company. We're pet sitting this week, so Linus is also anxious.
We've got
a dog named Penny that wants to play a lot, and Linus is not. He's more of an individual dog. Yeah, he's an alpha guy. Yeah. And when she goes over, and I always think it's really cute when a dog goes to another dog and they sort of want to mess around and they bite at their ears. It's cute. And Linus is like, uh-uh, nope.
He gets mad?
No. Well, I think it starts, he'll just wrinkle his nose. That precedes the growl. So yeah, but he's all right, and they give each other space. But Penny's all right.
Penny's all right. Okay,
but fair. I think that Linus will probably, it'll take him a few days to get used to the fact that, like, hey, Dad's not yelling in the basement this morning. I wonder what the deal is. And then he'll be all right. He'll be okay. He naps.
I like that you're just have bought into this. This is amazing. Like, this is great. And a big reason why we need you here, you're one of the most competent people on this setup.
Sure.
So, with all due respect to everybody else, if Maddie's over there, right, and I'm right over there, then you've got the two Robs here. It'd be Rob Square.
At least, if not competent, at least available.
No, you're competent. Are you kidding me? You sell yourself short.
It'll blur the line between me and Rob Ford. I ran a session yesterday for American Diplomat.
Yes.
One of my favorite podcasts that we do at Podville. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I logged them in, the host, Pete Romero, says, hey, happy birthday again. I said, great. It's in March.
That is fantastic.
and then... The guest said, oh, when is your birthday? And I said, well, actually, Pete, my birthday's in March. You're thinking of Rob Ford. He said, yeah, I get you two mixed up. It's okay.
You're both Robs.
And we both have a similar haircut. Yeah. Which, by the way, Mike's challenge, I'm growing my hair out, and it's not great up top.
What is that? Is that hair or some sort of indentation on your
this
head?
This is the
video day.
This is the crooked tuft. Up front, I don't have I don't mind a receding hairline.
Yeah.
What I hate is a crooked receding hairline because it's, just look at it. It's horrible.
Yeah, but is that a little pat? Oh, God. Is that it's at bad. The very tip of your forehead where your widow's peak would be?
Yeah, but it's off to the side.
I know, but is that hair?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is cool.
Is it?
Yeah,
I think it's a disaster.
No, I didn't. Didn't know it would grow in like that.
I hate it. Right now, I hate everything, and this is at the top of the list.
For those of you at home.
Yeah.
And please try to understand this. If you've ever seen a dying lawn, and out of a... And just,
here's my laser pointer. I'll bring attention to it.
Think of the landscape of a dying lawn. And yes, thank you. And imagine... That little grouping of blades of grass that is green. You're like, oh man, those little blades, that little grouping is holding on for dear life. I can't believe it's still growing.
It's the one place where the dog has never peed. Right there at the front of my head.
You.
And it's weird. You would think that if your hair is going to have a little jutting widow's peak, a little Eddie Munster thing.
That's full and lush.
Yeah, it's above somehow my right eye. I don't know why this is. Yeah. So anyway, I'll give it a couple more days.
That's a chromosome issue, I think.
You think?
Not that you're missing one, but something's going on.
Thank you, Oscar, again, for saying, A, I'm competent, and I have all my chromosomes. Doing great.
Maddie,
it's a big day.
Did you or did you not think that was some sort of gash or cut?
I definitely thought it was a scab, and I was really grossed out. But I continue to be grossed out either way.
No, don't trim it. Don't trim it. No, don't do
You're
it.
You're killing
no,
me.
Don't do it. You're
just,
go,
maybe
oh,
just
Robbie,
a little
cut
bit.
Yourself.
No,
no,
no.
Don't do it.
You
don't
know how hard it.
It
is to use
don't
a
do
Zoom
it.
Camera as a mirror?
Don't do
it's
it.
Almost a, everything's reversed.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. You're just going to cut. No, don't do it. You're
all right.
No, please.
All right.
Woo.
I'll grow it out.
Talk about
braid it. You know what'd be great? Put a little ribbon on it.
A barrette?
Yeah, just a little something.
Like a little kid's barrette.
Or I could circle it in red ink to really call attention to it.
Better than my terrible mustache that I try to trim up and look at.
Yeah,
this.
What's on? Yeah, that you. I wasn't gonna say anything, but you
terrible.
Did bring it up in the pre-show.
Yeah. Look, it doesn't matter.
Has your mustache ever connected to your beard?
If you look at the videotape from last week.
I'm very busy.
No.
I'm just curious, does it?
If you're wondering, it did.
Uh-huh. Okay, it did.
Gloriously. Gloriously.
And so what happened?
So I took ever since the pandemic, I have gotten better at trimming my beard.
Yeah,
if you remember,
shows.
I used to get my beard trimmed like every other douchebag out
right.
there. And then you let the professionals do what they do best. It was expensive. For something that you have to just, you can take care of yourself. So
would you ever go in and just have your beard trimmed, or was it always
absolutely.
In conjunction with it?
No, I would
Seriously?
Have my beard trimmed. Yes.
Oh, that is douchey.
Yeah.
That is very douchey.
I get the douche chills thinking about it.
That's
and
right.
And it's about myself. So
self-inflicted douche chills.
Yeah. It's over the last 6 months, you had to learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And I thought you get cocky. You're like, oh, it's no big deal. I can't believe I've been paying for this entire time. Now, it's not perfect. I can't fade my beard. I can't do any of that. But I can give like a little nice
trim. What would you pay for a nice faded
$40
beard? $40?
$40.
Must be nice.
This is prior
to have that kind of disposable
prior
income.
Prior to the pandemic, let me tell you.
You can buy a great set of clippers for under $40 and do it in perpetuity. Well, just put a two on your thing and go. Well, no. I mean, the beard
the
is okay.
The hangman of mustaches.
Your like, beard is okay. The mustache.
It looks like I'm dirty on one side of my stash that's not connected, by the way, to my goatee. And that happened because I got cocky and I was like, oh, I'm just going to quickly trim my beard. The left side went sideways.
Do you use a guide? Did you use the guide?
I do. But when you don't have like a full, like lush beard, everything counts. Everything counts.
Every stitch.
Every like follicle that you hit with a blade that somehow gives an optical illusion of a full beard.
Yeah. I can see that. But yeah.
Now I look like Patch Adams.
I think you might want. The problem is that you still kept. If you had lost everything off the sides at this point.
Yes.
And that so you didn't have anything to.
Connect to.
Yeah. You might have. That might have been a better move.
And it's embarrassing because I feel like, oh, it's not so bad when I walk out of the restroom and I'm just like, oh. And then I go to bed because I usually do this late at night after my wife goes to bed. She's got the best life ever.
Right.
And it's like 1-2 in the morning. And I forget about what happened the night before.
Oh, so when you wake up, it's a surprise all over again.
Oh, Shannon gets upset. She's like, what did you do? I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. And then I look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, it's bad.
I can hear her saying
that. Why would
that?
You do that? And I said, I didn't mean. Do you think I meant to do this? I just can't leave one side attached once the other side's gone. Now you got to go. You got to even Steven them.
Oh, that's so classic. That's where you really wreck yourself is when you try and even it out.
But this is the best part. It does, if you're really selfish, you don't really care about your loved ones because you're like, I'll be wearing a mask the entire time.
That's right. Yeah.
But well, no one can judge me in real life. You can judge me at home if you're watching the live stream or this videotape on YouTube.
Well, that's true. You know, I would think the first thought you would have is, well, no one will see me if I'm wearing a mask. Oh, yeah. I do that podcast every day.
No. These you wonderful TMSaholics.
Yeah.
Like I've heard the worst comments in my life from you. So the thickness of my skin.
I got a sickness for the thickness.
Yeah, you've said such terrible things about me. Not all of you, but people have, because the internet's full of just the sick and evil at times.
Right, right.
That whatever you say about my terrible mustache, I've probably heard before, because I have done this in the past. That's the worst part.
You probably said it that night.
Yeah, you know, I probably did.
Did you ever consider maybe just go wiping it clean and starting from square one again?
I have done that in the past. It looks strange. That's when you look infirmed. When you lose your hair all at once, you scare people. It's a lot of face, I've been told.
Well, now more than ever.
A lot of face.
Yeah.
So and I'm with you. I'll roll like this, like Patch Adams, and then it'll grow back.
Mm-hmm. How long?
Now, it's all, I want to give you the contrast to in the state of mind I'm in right now.
Okay.
That I am so happy to be able to come in here and get to do this with you guys and everything creative that I get to do in my life. That... It is my vanity. There's a fine line to it where even if I would have shaved half my stash off and said, I got to grow it back.
Right.
And maybe this speaks volumes of the show itself and what we've built here is that I would have come in and it's show material. If it's not show material, I think maybe I'd be a little more bummed out about it all.
Like if you were an insurance salesman?
Yeah. Or if I had to get on a corporate Zoom call with nobody knew what I did for a living and I didn't have 5 minutes to talk about what I did to myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't, you know what, if you were on a corporate Zoom call, then you would mask up and they'd say, hey, look how conscientious he is.
Oh my God, this guy's just like the guys on CNN. They got a mask on all the time.
As the president would say, the biggest mask you've ever seen.
Yeah. And for me, this is what's crazy. If you're watching at home right now, you're going to be like, oh, it doesn't look so bad. Zoom does a fantastic job of trying to even out your entire face.
Oh, do you have, did you move the fader about the...
Oh, no, I didn't even touch it. I didn't touch it today. It's exactly what it is. But I can tell it's filling in my mustache somehow.
Well, it's just bleed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've got your solution right here.
Yes.
Boom.
Marker?
One Sharpie.
Work.
Just a couple dots. Just a couple dots.
No. That's not going to work. That's not going
to
work.
Like if I were to take it and do a few dots here, where it would even out my hairline?
No, but your hair situation, that's when I know that people ask if we're all committed to the program. This is nothing compared to Rob's hair. Rob's hair looks like...
It's like, really bad. Yeah, you know what?
Like he's growing out for some sort of medical treatment.
Wasn't there an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine dated a bald guy who shaved his head and he started to grow his hair back and it didn't come in right? That's I'm that guy. Because I just assumed... I mean... It's been a while since I've had a full,
I would say 5-6 years.
Oh, more than that. Okay. I shaved it at the first State Theater show, yeah. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But up until our first State Theater show, I had long, luxurious hair. And I always thought that even though the hairline was on the recession back then, I thought that, you know, all I got to do is not shave it for a few days and come back in and I'd look like a normal human being. No, now I look like a, sort of like Curly of the Three Stooges, but battling an illness.
You do look infirmed.
Yeah, I think I might ask Mike
if you can just forego the bet.
Well, it wasn't even a bet. It was more of a challenge.
It was a dare.
Well, I dared him to grow a mullet. So I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
Just grow it out in the back.
Save it as like, hey, I got to hit society again after October. This is probably not going to be a good look for anybody.
I'm not going to shave it today. I will let him see what's going on. And you know what? He is a merciful man.
Yeah.
He's a God, a man of God. He will say, you know what? Go and do what you do. Because God knows you're not helping anybody right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize?
Second
prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The f***ing leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You, that's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Third prize, you're fired. Not a great prize.
No.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Paradise, Montana, nice place to be, to North South Carolina, from Pixley, California, to Pickering Beach, Delaware, from Corona, Queens, in New York City, to Bouillon, Belgium. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Let us get started. Brought to you by Oscar. You love these folks. You love them. Freshly.
Oh, Freshly. I love them. You don't need a kitchen when you have Freshly.
We've all spent a lot of time at home the past few months. A lot, maybe too much. And at first, it's kind of fun cooking at home. You know what? Remember when there was a yeast shortage? Mm-hmm. Everyone was making bread.
Yeah.
We're making bread. Well, guess what? We're all sick of making bread, and we're all sick of cooking. So you're tired of it. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. You see, Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, simple, right? That's what you want?
Listen, people, I get home, and I don't think twice about dinner. Because I know the Freshly arrived on Sunday at the stoop. It's in the fridge right there. I can bring something to work, throw it in the little fridge here, and then we're good to go. It's two minutes and 20 seconds to 3 minutes.
And I'm ready to rock. Here's even better. You're not only avoiding cooking, you're avoiding going to the grocery store.
Yeah, because you're not eating crappy food. You're eating like healthy food. I am now under 200 pounds.
Not
just
me.
By eating Freshly.
Fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right here. That's another thing. They're not frozen. They're fresh.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes in the microwave. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all the cooking, all the shopping. It's all done for you. Whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or something from your own Oscar Santana personal bistro.
Oh, yeah.
Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. So don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS. Woo! Treat yourself. That's the way to eat. So, yeah, it's changes are happening. And I don't know. With Carrie going back to school, that kind of softens me going back into the city, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of time to do it. And another thing, and when I talk about anxiety, for her, I'm more likely to be anxious for others than myself, I think. That's why I was so flipped out when Julia was almost going back to school last month, because it was really, really, I don't like that being totally out of my hands. It's time to go back, and you guys have taken amazing precautions.
At
Podville.
There is a level of respect that comes when you, and this is just my perspective, but I love the city. And it's so strange to see what's going on the national, I would say on the national news with the president going back to the White House and then taking off his mask. It's horrifying.
All right. You know what? I got to play the tape.
Yeah.
I've got to play the tape of him last night, because you were brave enough to say what everyone was thinking last Friday.
Oh, hello, Nostradamus.
But that he was going to magically get cured.
Santanadamus.
Exactly. Oscardamus.
Do you have that tape? Can somebody please bring that tape back up?
Of your predicting the three-day cure?
It's me and my bookie. We're going all in.
But here's him. If there's any trace of truth to the fact that he was under the weather, or if he had it, or if he didn't.
Just to underscore my point before you play
this. Right, okay.
It's weird to see what you're about to play and to even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pump up this great city to people in Boston, to my sister in Los Angeles. I said, you know, I would say that 98% of the people running around here, God willing, they're not sick, but they're all wearing masks.
Right.
And I'm sharing this with Rob, because Rob hasn't seen this firsthand in, what, 7-8 months.
Right. March. Yeah.
March. So you walk in, you see people, and I think this is the best description. I had one of my friends from business school, his family came in from North Carolina.
Okay.
And I didn't see them, but I was talking to him. He said, you know, because I was telling him how much I love the city.
Right.
He said, his parents were shocked that people that weren't inside were wearing masks.
Wow.
And I said, well, that's what we do. He goes, I know. Like, we have such a great city in the Washington, D.C. area where everybody's wearing masks. And yeah, you could say that the mayor mandated it. It's fine. I get that, because that's important. But the idea that all we are taught is wear masks, let alone when you are infected with the coronavirus.
Right. Positive test.
Yeah, positive test. Just got back from the hospital, probably premature, depending on which doctor you talk to. Most say yes.
Yeah.
And then and I hate to use this word, but it's completely unhinged.
It is unhinged. That's the exact right word. And also, even if you just take it from a political standpoint, he had a chance after 6 months of bungling everything to look human, to look right, to do it. So what does he do? He leaves the hospital after 3 days.
He's going down with his lie.
Yeah, he is. He's going to let it.
It's like when you catch someone lying and they swear that if they just keep saying it,
they double down.
It's going to become a true.
They double down. So he gets off the helicopter, Air Force One, or Marine One, and he rips his mask off like a woman ripping off her bra at the end of a hard day. He goes into the White House, and then, as if that's not bad enough, he issues this statement. I think it's on Twitter.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. We have the best medicines in the world, and the vaccines are coming momentarily.
So now, like you said, when he doubles down on a lie,
yeah,
he is not now just not wearing a mask. Now he's telling you, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid.
We will try to keep this as lighthearted as possible. It is hard today.
But it's troubling. It's literally troubling.
This is a man that does not live in reality. He doesn't realize that he is privileged by the taxpayer.
Right.
For the taxpayer to have world-class care brought to him. And not, I would say, the majority of Americans are not afforded that.
Right.
And the experimental drug that was given to him is not even available wholesale as far as the general public is concerned. Mm-hmm. And you just can't bank on that. And to tell the American public and the world that it's all going to be okay is the same crime he made when he underplayed it. When he found out in February or even January that this is not going to be a problem. We shouldn't be afraid of it. And for the people that continue to support him, look, that is your choice.
Yep.
But how much math do you have to do to figure out that 1 + 1 = 2? Like everything he does is literally being thrown in his face, but he's still saying and singing the same old tune.
And while he talks about being afraid as a bad thing, let's just sort of repackage the fear as respect and trying to be cautious. There's no crime in being cautious.
The same doctors, the same medicine that he frankly questioned and told the American public that there's a hoax going on.
Right.
And nobody really knows. That same science, that same medicine saved his life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So what's like when it's convenient, you're going to say that it works?
Well, no, because he's leading. He's leading.
Because the predictive analytics and the science and the early cases said that we were going to have a problem.
Yes. Yeah. Everything.
And so that's what's upsetting. And I know this is not a political show, but look, again, my it's vote. Go vote.
Yes.
Figure that
yes,
out.
Please.
And I think for those that that were on the fence, be like, oh, you know, Biden's got this great lead. I don't need to have to go. It's gonna be a pain in the butt. Go.
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 Do it.
If anything, these last 4 days have said, oh no, nothing's a sure thing.
Right.
It's not over yet. There's no question. You have no margin of error that you're willing to give as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Go and vote.
Follow the science, man. Follow the science.
And by the way, if you're buying in and you're like, oh, maybe he's right, go and vote.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know what? It's okay to have an opinion. But what you need to do is express it. That's
agreed.
What I think.
Agreed. Thank you.
That was a fun tape to play, wasn't it?
Yeah. No more politics today, but that'll be it.
Oh, and if you look video day, there's Oscar, there's Penny and Penny and Linus having it out right behind
them. They look
me.
Like friends.
They do. It's time to take a break. It's a great
video day.
When we come back, we're going to have your letters. Hey,
letters.
A mailbag. Nice. Do it when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I smell sexy.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
It's as easy as falling off a log. Oh, this is good because with me coming back to the city, this is actually a concern. I'll be honest. Ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion has not exactly been a top priority.
Mm.
You know, I try to put on a clean shirt every day, but kind of stops there. But feeling sloppy eventually gets old. I think we can all agree that. No one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in your old sweats, Oscar.
No,
okay?
nobody wants that.
That's why I'm excited about our partner, Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. Let me explain what this means. You don't just go to Public Rec and buy a pair of pants that are large, extra large, medium, or whatever. They do a waist size, and you know they
I'm
do an inseam.
Pants.
Look at these pants. Yes. These are great pants. My
Matty,
favorite
that's my
pants.
Crotch. What the hell?
What? Okay, you took something awkward and made it criminally awkward.
No, I'm just, thank you for zooming out. That was the reaction I was looking for. Thank you.
Those are Oscar's favorite pants. They're the best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants, as you can see, and a great alternative to jeans. I love the fact they have zippered pockets. So when you sit down, stuff doesn't fall
out. So cool. They're so cool.
They're great for lounging at home, looking sharp at work, heading
to
the bar.
You look like you're wearing something, especially in a pandemic.
Yes.
Just, you're like, man, that guy's dressed up. They don't need to know how comfortable you are.
Oscar, it's a pantsdemic. And their cure is Public Rec.
Mm-hmm.
They can have that line if they want. Public Rec also has incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. So this is so cool. Public Rec almost never offers discounts.
Yep.
But right now, they have an exclusive offer just for TMOS listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled R-E-C, and use the promo code TMOS for 10% off. Public Rec, look like Oscar.
Let's do it.
And if I can just bring this up. Oh, yeah, it's not about us, Oscar. Did you know that?
It's not about us?
No.
It's about them.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. This is the often imitated but never duplicated Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It starts out with a letter from Jeremy.
Okay.
He says, the thing about the Mike O'Mara Show that I love is the extremely high production quality that creates the theater of the mind that helps me escape while working around the house. Thank you. You know, when we started to do the show, the thing that Mike was most emphatic about is that we had to sound good.
Yes.
And even when we were in his living room, we sounded better than we did on the mighty WJFK. All the microphones worked. It was such a exciting...
There was a great feeling... I think I might have been within the first week where something was off, we just fix it.
Yeah, stop down and
fix
it.
And it wouldn't be like, 4 months into some show at some radio station, at least for me, Mike 4 is out. Mike 4 is out. Don't use Mike 4. Mike 4 is out.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of putting a plastic bag on a gas pump handle.
For an entire year.
Yeah, don't use this. You know, it was a month that Mike's 5 and 6 in the main air studio at WJFK had been, when you put a board together, you called punch wires, right?
Yeah.
They were punched together. And I said to the engineer, we can't use 5 and 6. They're punched together. Okay, baby.
I'll get to it next year.
I'll get to it, baby. Anyway, thank you for all you do in matching what I love best about the golden age of radio. And that's from Jeremy. I think that's really
nice. Sweet.
Love that. All right. OMG. That means oh my golf.
Yes.
I was I-M-G. Watching the Texas versus TCU football game, and the announcer talked about how both teams on the team, on the field, and all the teams in the conference were fighting for space on the struggle bus. So in the space of 2 weeks, I've gone from never hearing the phrase to hearing it all over the place. That's TMOS influencing
that
the world.
That is awesome.
I love it. And I love the phrase fighting for space on the struggle
bus. Oh, my God.
It's happening, man. Okay, remember when you were talking about on Friday that the president was going to get a vaccine and get cured, right?
Well, not this guy's something along those lines.
Well, but this guy's got a problem with you, Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oscar, one hole in your president gets the vaccine and recovers theory. Check with your siblings. A vaccine is a prophylactic. It keeps you from getting a disease. The word you are looking for is antidote. So no one is working on an antidote right now. So that's the thing. They want a vaccine.
That's not going to hold me to, sir.
Well, I mean, the other point. This guy's got, I think he's got a lot of issues. He's got lots to say.
He got his name is the experimental medicine, and God, you know, he survived. We said that we want him to be okay. I want Melania to be okay. I want everybody to be okay in the White House and in the country that got coronavirus.
Well, I hope Melania gets cured in time for Christmas because we've all heard how important that is to her.
It's not shocking to weaponize what he has gone through.
Right.
And to put in that he has weaponized it, and he is now putting the rest of the world at risk by playing down how serious this actually is.
I agree.
Yep.
But this guy still has opinions.
I'll keep it coming, man. Keep it coming.
One other point is that rapid testing is not going to cure anything. The NFL has rapid testing. The issue is the incubation period of the disease. You can have it for days and spread it before you pop positive on the test. NFL staffer was tested positive on Thursday, and some of the players didn't test positive until after the game on Sunday. Just some FYI, Jim Moore, only Maryland. So Jim, anyway, thanks for your opinions.
Listen, rapid testing can't cure anything. It's not a cure by your definition.
Right.
Rapid testing will just ease the level of anxiety we're going into every day, and we hope for the best. We hope that people leave their homes and they don't go to raves in the middle of the night.
Yeah, Oscar, quit going to raves.
Right? Leave your glow sticks at home. They're retired for at least 9 more months. Rapid testing is going to allow for a mitigated...
It'll slow it down.
But also a culture of accountability and responsibility to say, I'm getting tested every day. This is my pass. This is my passport. This is my results. I'm coming in.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
And also,
doing
no
the best
raves.
You can, sir. You can splice and dice my words all you want. Let's look at the overall facts here. He went in. He came out in just a few days, and now he's saying he's Superman.
Jim, I would like you to write back in and talk about Oscar's mustache, please.
Please.
Hey, Rob, Mike, Oscar, Maddie, and FU Pony. What? That's not needed.
Hey, how dare you?
We don't need that. Anyway, this is my inappropriate letter of the week, Oscar.
Please.
Quote, I just farted and it smells like the dumpster in the back of an Indian restaurant in the middle of a summer in Death Valley. Love, Kevin Eubanks. Resident of Stockdale County Country Club Estates in beautiful Bakersfield, California. P.S. Thank you for your show because it's kept me sane through all this COVID BS. Thanks for all you do. So I'm sorry about your gastro issues, but thank you for the love.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean... Is it really, I guess, it's not politically incorrect, right?
What? No, I mean, he's just explaining the way it smells.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Kind of funny.
Kevin Eubanks. don't want to share an Uber with him.
There you go.
Mike and the gang. Talking baseball cards. Oh, you were talking about your baseball cards last week. Yeah. Reminded me of my dad who passed in 2016. I grew up in New York, so most of his memorabilia was Yankee stuff, signed balls, photos, etc. I do remember I found a ball signed by the entire 69 Mets that he had hiding in a closet.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool. But none of it was as good as a Joe Montana practice jersey that he'd won in a fundraiser. Grass stains, blood spots, and it had a certificate of authenticity. It hung on the living room wall until one day my mom was cleaning the house and thought it looked dirty and ran it through the washing machine. Mom!
No, my God.
Cue the Price is Right fail tuba. I don't collect as much, but my favorite item that I have is a 1950s game program with the box score filled out by my grandfather that I had signed by Phil Rizzuto at a card show. That's pretty cool.
I give grandparents and parents a pass. My mom washed my Allen Iverson autographed jersey from when he was with the 76ers.
Yeah.
And I think I got it from some sort of prize patrol thing that no one ever picked
hey
up.
Man.
And I was like,
then
the promotions director said, do you want this Allen Iverson autographed jersey? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that? Had it hanging up. I remember my mom threw everything in the wash, thought it looked dirty. It wasn't dirty. And look, autographs stay, but they fade. They fade.
They do.
They fade. And I don't think you're really supposed to wash some of these authentic jerseys in the manner that any parent would throw like the darks and colds into the washer.
Yeah, I think it's more of a dry clean thing. I would think.
The stitching, the stitching.
Mind the stitching, mother. Rob, once again, when you guys were describing the successful actors from the movie Fast Times, oh, remember we ran down the list of who was successful and not.
Correct.
You omitted perhaps the most famous one. This is a definite
blind spot.
A definite problem. Yeah, Forrest Whitaker. Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker.
You racist F, Rob.
Well, none of us remembered it. But anyway, so.
How dare you?
James says, don't forget Forrest Whitaker, easily one of the top actors in that film.
Street King's fame.
Mike, Rob, and Oscar, you know what sucks? When you leave Forrest Whitaker off your list of actors from Fast Times,
What's that?
But also, it also sucks when your vacuum stops working. I mean, it doesn't suck anymore, which in itself sucks. Vacuum humor. Anyway, I went to the Mike O'Mara website, clicked on the Target banner, and ordered myself a new Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 bagless upright vacuum. I'll let you know how much it sucks when I get it. Or doesn't suck. Well, you get the idea. Anyway, thanks for bringing the funny. All the best. Frank and Janine, all good. I love the fact that people are randomly shopping still on our banner, and you can still go to our website.
That Hoover's not so bad. I have that. I have that same exact vacuum. It's good for bigger jobs. And it's priced right.
Yeah.
Like some of these, I would say, bagless options out there, they could go into like hundreds of dollars.
And that's too much.
This one's priced right.
Love it. Vacuums that suck.
Hoover, not it won't last you more than 3 years, but it'll do a job for about two.
Well, in the old days, Hoover was your go-to.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about the technology these days. A lot has changed.
I don't know. Love my Hoovers. Got to go with the old names. Still drive a DeSoto. I hold in my hand the last letter.
Last letter.
And this actually sets up something I want to discuss in the next break.
Okay.
I have a question for Maddie.
Mads.
Maddie, are you around?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Ask me anything.
How you been?
I'm great.
I was watching the Yankees play the Blue Jays in Buffalo at Salen Field. Now, are you familiar with Salen Field?
Yes, Salen's Field.
Salen, forgive me for mispronouncing. I'm not a local, but apparently the Blue Jays are doing their season this year in Buffalo. Right. Yeah, I couldn't help but wonder, but did you or your father ever get cardboard cutouts of yourselves in the stands?
Oh my God, we totally should have. That would have been so funny. I've always wanted a cardboard cutout of myself because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't do that. That's a missed opportunity. If for some reason the Blue Jays ever come back to Buffalo, maybe we'll look into it.
Do you think your father carries a lot of cred in Buffalo?
I do.
But not in Buffalo, but if he were to go back to Toronto, would they recognize him up there?
Maybe, but if he was to be recognized, it would probably be from people in Buffalo who are like in Toronto.
Understood.
All
right.
Got it. You know? What about, first of all, congratulations, the 4-0 Bills.
Oh, thank you.
Just killing it. If any seats are available now for, and I'm not sure if they're doing this in Buffalo, but I imagine they are because that's how you make money. Would you buy a cutout of yourself to be in the stands?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Right. And would you put it next to a cutout of Justin Bieber?
Yes, and then right under OJ's name.
That, folks, we'll go out on that. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
And that's the trifecta.
That is. And when we return, I will play the music. That's even better. When we return, I've got a question for Maddie regarding her town, Buffalo, NY. Mm. And we'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Candy. You are so fine.
We dedicate this one with peace and love to the masses, especially to Ernie in Desert Green.
Haul up.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
We got the WAPies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carrie, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks.
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up.
We out, y'all.
If you were ever going to think, do we have a MyBookie spot today by chance?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we do? Okay.
I can do it now, as a matter of fact.
Precursor.
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag, use the code TMOS, get involved. For the love of God, get involved, please. Even if it's a $10 effing bet, get involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Let's go ahead and talk MyBookie.
Please.
Week 5 is here. We're staring down Week 5, plus postseason baseball. The NBA playoffs are in full swing. It only means one thing, Oscar. Yeah. It means it's a winning season at MyBookie. Fact, a game is 100 times more exciting when you put some money on it. That's true. Even if you just open a window on your phone and follow the score, and you're going to get some money on it. So whether you bet with your heart, like Mike O'Mara, or bet with your head, like Nikki Diamond, MyBookie is your best bet this season. They've made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. That's what I love. Football fans, right now they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest in that kind of potential return. $10 to win thousands? You know what? Oscar, come on.
Come on. Come on. Do it.
Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. So NFL, NBA, and MLB, you know the Padres, the Dodgers, Astros, and the Yankees. They all play today. So get in on it. The most exciting way to support TMOS is by supporting MyBookie. I swear, folks, just go in there. drop a few
bucks.
It's a
lot of fun.
Have some fun.
Listen, I rode the Nikki train to Pound Town. Didn't really work out this week.
No, it derailed. It derailed.
It completely derailed. So I made my own bets last night. I took the points on both. It was not the Patriots, but the Chiefs. I took the Chiefs and I took the Packers. I got the points. And I parlayed that with one more game yet to be decided. And if I win, I put $20 down, I will get $120 back, and I'll make up for the bleeding that Nikki Diamond put me through. Now, that being said, Nikki Diamond is due. He's had two terrible weeks. He can't go with three. He is due. This is the week where we actually look at his and we double down on his bets because yes. He is due.
He's spending too much time playing bingo.
I was sitting in the office yesterday, like 6 p.m.
Right.
And I was with one of the guys. I was like, hey, man, it's been a rough weekend.
It has.
I had a terrible parlay at the beginning of the week. Nikki's picks didn't come through. What do I do? And he's like, are you sure? Sometimes it's okay to walk away. I said, no. I placed that parlay down. It was ballsy. It's going to work out. I'm back to even plus $20.
This week,
it's going to be a big week. MyBookie.ag, use the code TMWest. They will match your deposit.
MyBookie, absolutely. I can't wait for Thursday's show when you yell at Nikki.
I need some answers.
I want answers.
Yes.
You can't handle the truth. Mm. I hope Nikki is well.
Yeah.
He's still in the old folks' home.
God bless him.
So we shall see. Anyway, so that's it. MyBookie. Now, Maddie, while we have you.
Yes.
Are you familiar with a restaurant in Buffalo called the Globe Restaurant?
I am, yeah.
Okay, they have issued the Buffalo Challenge.
Okay.
Are you up for the Buffalo Challenge?
I gotta hear the challenge first. I don't want to agree to anything.
I feel like the Buffalo Challenge can be 10 different things. The first thing that comes to my mind is having some air of superiority that you shouldn't have.
Probably.
Do you get that from Buffalo? Do you think the Buffalo feels that they're better than everyone else?
They beat their drum like no other region of the country.
Oh, it's so we're very proud, but that's rightfully so. And the people who give us hate are people who have never been to Buffalo. True. And I also know that Oscar's just bitter because he bet against the Bills last week.
Yeah, I did bet against the Bills. Yeah. And that was my first mistake.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear it.
Never bet against Maddie.
I thought about that. I was like, what was I doing? Like, why would I bet against the Bills? I would actually want the Bills to win.
Yeah, come on, Oscar.
Come on, Nikki.
Come on. East Aurora, New York, WKBW, legendary broadcast. Does Nicholas Pickles work on KBW?
No, but I'm sure his morning show probably ranges up there.
So. Yeah, well, can you stomach all of these Buffalo food staples in under 45 minutes?
Oh, let's go.
The Globe Restaurant in East Aurora. I guess East Aurora is a Buffalo suburb.
Yeah, it's probably like 35, 40 minutes out.
It's challenging you to try. Can you, in 45 minutes, Maddie, eat 10 wings?
Yes.
A beef on weck?
Yes.
A fish fry?
Ooh.
Oh, and here's the name again. A Salins hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the sides, cleaning your plate, including macaroni salad, coleslaw, fries, celery, carrots, and blue cheese. If you can do that in 45 minutes, you eat free.
Oh, I got some family members who could easily do that, who I should let know about this challenge. I personally, for me, the fish fry would do me in because that's just a lot and like too much.
So what is
a fish fry?
Yeah, what is that? Sounds very regional
to
me.
Fish and fries?
Yeah, so I mean it's like a white fish that's just fried. It's kind of like a fish and chips, okay. Buffalo style, but
hey!
For us it's really big because Fridays in Lent you're not supposed to eat meat or whatever,
right.
So
oh yeah,
during that time like fish fries are huge. All the restaurants compete for who has the best fish fry, things like that.
Really, yeah. Catholic up there. I see. I like that.
Yeah, but it's very oily. I don't think that would really set me over the challenge, but the wings, the beef on weck, the hot dog, I'm in.
Well, is a Salins hot dog an extraordinary hot dog?
Yes, so good, like different from any
other hot
Nathan's,
dog.
whatever else.
Is it, do they
kosher?
Have, yeah. Are they large? Like, is it like a ballpark dog? Like, what is it?
Yeah. I mean, you can get a foot long, which is like even better. But no, they're like a standard size hot dog, but they just, I don't know. The taste is so much better. It doesn't taste like artificial at all.
Damn.
I'll bring them next time.
Please.
Stick them in the freezer.
If you get it in under 45 minutes, it's free. If you don't match the challenge, it costs you $45. So far, three people have completed the challenge. One guy, this guy's got to be fat. No picture of him, though. James finished off everything in 23 minutes, then had a beer and a bowl of soup.
Oh, my God.
Michael won on... A guy named Michael won.
Hungry, fat people.
I never have a full.
Never, ever full.
Michael won last Saturday, finished his last swing with under a minute to go, and John was the first person to win. He did it with just 5 seconds to spare. The massive meal isn't only the prize. Not only is it free if you finish, you also get a t-shirt, a certificate, and a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. So that's the Buffalo challenge. If we did like a DC challenge, what would it be? I guess it would have to be half smokes, right?
Yeah, maybe.
We're not a good food town, man. We're just not a good food town.
No, but you could put together a DMV and of course crab cakes for Maryland. Let's go half smoke for DC, and then what would Virginia offer?
Virginia would offer a plate of hatred.
No, it's not. Honestly, what you would have you to, get
for Virginia? You have to eat a statue from Richmond.
A candy coated statue.
It would probably be barbecue, I would think.
Virginia barbecue.
For the entire state, I guess that okay. You go down south, you get close to the Carolinas, you have barbecue down there. Gosh, I really don't know if Virginia.
What is the staple food of Virginia? You're from that state.
Virginia hams, Smithfield okay, hams.
So then you've got a half smoke, a ham.
An entire ham.
Yeah, an entire ham.
45 minutes.
And a crab cake in 45 minutes. The crab cake is essentially the garnish.
Yes. I'll have a ham, please. Bone in or bone out? Oh, bone in, please. $45? I'm in. All right. So that's the Buffalo Challenge.
Someone's going to do that. I love it.
I do, too. We're back in a second. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Elvis Presley.
Hey. My boy.
We're just here to make some memories.
First of all, I got sick in the hospital.
Hot time in Florida.
Hey, how great thou art.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group. Hey, Rob, I'm looking down at you.
And you know what I have in my closet? I have hundreds of peaches.
Hey, dude, you're not Elvis.
Hey.
Who doesn't love Elvis?
Whether you're shopping for fuzzy dice to hang in your pink Cadillac, flash bulbs to toss into your pool for target practice, monkey chow for your pet chimp, or even a package of white cotton panties for your underage girlfriend, the TMOS Shopping Center is your one-stop shop, Jack.
Hey!
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and you can take care of business.
My Elvis has left the building.
Monkey chow.
Mm.
If you got a pet chimp, you gotta have some monkey chow, Oscar. It's the rule. Now, you were just talking money. Don't you wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs
yeah.
of 2019 and 2020? Well, we got a great partner, Our Crowd. With Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most important, early.
Mm-hmm.
You have to admit, timing is what it's all about. Our Crowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing like Beyond Meat, fantastic,
yep.
or being bought out by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and a little outfit called Oracle. Our Crowd's investment professionals leverage their extensive network to review some of the most promising private companies and startups in the world. And I know for a fact, you're all in.
Yeah, so look, if you understand and you already have a portfolio, this might be a different option for you. And what does it do? It lets you get in early on some of these companies that
right.
we frankly, I mean, I don't have a large portfolio and a lot of money to invest, but this gives you an opportunity to kind of even the playing field to actually look at new companies that you probably would never in your life, or I wouldn't, be invited to looking at and possibly investing in.
Or even hearing about. Here's one yeah. they're doing this week, as a matter of fact. Today, you can join Our Crowd's investment in Memic, M-E-M-I-C, okay?
Like Memic, the name.
Memic explains that their tiny robotics allow surgeons to be less invasive and safely perform gynecological surgeries so women heal faster and have less scarring. It's the future.
Yep.
Memic is a much-needed innovation in the rapidly growing multi-billion dollar robotic surgery market. And you can get in early on Memic and other unique opportunities at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to go to Our Crowd. That's Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is, your account is free. It doesn't cost anything to sign yep. up. Just go to ourcrowd.com. That's OurCrowd, ourcrowd.com/TMOS and get
it's
in.
It's worth looking into,
it.
Especially if you're already using these online platforms. It's completely different and maybe a little more in the long run. It's just a different ballgame.
And it's a great entree
yep.
into the market too.
Yep.
So do that. Okay. So we've got a lot of things going on. I was thinking ahead. You know, we talked yesterday. It was spooky season. Everyone's talking about spooky season because they're staring ahead to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But Halloween is also the unofficial start of the holiday season. Because, you know, then comes, you know,
true.
The Thanksgiving.
I was at Michael's and it looked like the holidays already thrown up.
I hate Michael's. Ugh, it's the worst. You go in, it smells like cinnamon all year round. You can't escape it. It's not like a Cinnabon cinnamon. It's not like a, hey, that smells good. It's like a grandmother's cinnamon somehow.
I don't have that connotation with Michael's. Michael's, the only connotation I have with Michael's is I had a friend that was in college, and right. He was a funny guy, but also like, what's the best way? What's the best way to, you don't call guys a cocksman anymore. What do you call them these days? Can you still call them that?
I think you can. I'm not sure it's appropriate, but you can do it.
What can you say these days? He was a ladies' man.
A ladies' man. Better? Yeah. Yeah.
He said that one of the best places to go and meet girls was Michael's.
Not in Leesburg.
Because he said, you're not looking for the grandmothers putting together the storyboard books or the memory books, whatever, the scrapbooks.
Right.
He said, you're looking for their nieces that have to come with them.
Yeah, I don't get that at my Michael's.
He goes, and there's zero competition.
Yeah.
He said, this is, I imagine, pre-mask indoor days. And all they're looking for is a reason not to hang out with their family so you can pick them off easy peasy.
I don't know. And I don't want to sound like any less of a socially relevant person than I am. The average person I see at Michael's, be it man or woman, is rather plain. That's what I get.
That is mean to say. How dare you?
I'm not making it a gender thing.
No, this, and look, and I think there was a lot of guys be like, dude, Michael's is the worst place to go to. What are you talking about? And if I recall this conversation correctly, and his attitude along those lines were like, no, the worst place is the best place. You've got a bunch of single moms, lonely moms, and nieces walking around not wanting to do what they're doing, and they need a distraction.
You know, you're probably right. If you're really, really after a young lady who's shopping for a styrofoam ring, that's the place to go. Pardon me. Do you have any of the really big Sharpies? Oh, yes, ma'am. This way. So,
see, you didn't have to go there. You grossed everybody out now. Moving on.
You see, you took that to the wrong. Look, I'll show you.
I don't know about the big Sharpies. I don't know. I even want to know what you're talking about. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Look at that. When we did our...
Awkward now.
No, it's not at all. When we did our dating game thing, not dating game, newlywed game thing in Vegas last time, and we had to fill out the big cards.
Yeah, we used big Sharpies.
You used the big Sharpie. And
you
I had
would
to go
get
to Michael's
them at Michael's.
Yes, you get them at Michael's. And the styrofoam rings and the dusty flowers. Say, do you have little squares of felt? Yes, over here. One time I went to Michael's.
Yes.
And I was... fixing a table leaf. Okay, you know the thing that you put in.
You handy.
Well, yeah, it was an old leaf, and the little pegs had broken where, you know, it nests. And I walked up to a guy who worked there. He may or may not have worked there for more than 10 minutes. And I said, excuse me. And it was urgent because I wanted to get this project done. And I was worked up. I said, hey, excuse me. Yes. I said, I need dowel rods, quarter inch. They don't have to be very long, but I need the total length needs to be this much. And I need them to be this. And if they have a tapered end, that'd be great. He goes, I don't know what a dowel rod is.
I don't either.
It's a stick. It's a little
Why don't you just say a stick?
Well, because it's called a dowel rod.
Well, maybe that kid doesn't know your language.
Maybe. Could be.
He's making it under minimum wage to push daisies around.
Daisy. And Daisy was the name of the lady that was there buying the styrofoam ring. But anyway, back to the holidays. How intensive do you think your family get-togethers will be in this COVID age?
Oh, they're not good. Oh, there is some skinny go. Oh,
I know that you're really, you know, I have a huge family. We do in the past, we'll have 75, 80 people get together at Christmas.
My sister the hot text that came out last week was,
right.
Her husband won't be able to take off Christmas this year. So what are your guys?
Because he's a doctor, right?
Yes. What are you guys' thoughts on flying out to California? This text came in. Like there was not a pandemic going on. Like it was just a willy-nilly.
Fly out to California.
I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, my mom, she's got rheumatoid arthritis. She's got medicine that, you know, that takes down her immune system a little bit.
Right.
So she's in the ring of fire. And then my dad's 80, by the way.
Sure.
So I write back in a nice, wonderful.
Oh, and he's also in another continent.
Yeah, wonderful. No, he's not even back for Thanksgiving. He's going to make it for Christmas.
Right.
We'll see. Right. I wrote back, hey, I'm up for anything. I'm lying.
Right.
But, you know, mom, she can't travel. Type of situation.
Right.
And then my dad writes, he goes, It would be nice to be in Los Angeles for Christmas. My dad writes back because he just, you know, he's...
Well, he wants to hit the clubs.
He's got access to those experimental antigens.
It would be nice to go to Ivy on December 24th. Get my picture
and
taken.
And my mom calls me in a panic. And I don't have that much. I love my mom. I try to make as much time as I can, but I'm very short with her these days because she's at work. And I'm like, hey, mom, what's up? Is something wrong? She goes, dad says he wants to go to California. I was like, mom, we are so many months away. Let's readdress and reevaluate. Let's say a couple weeks out of Christmas. We're probably not going anywhere. I don't think you should go anywhere. You're barely getting out of the house now. We're not going to do all that work by throwing you in multiple airports. Not
exactly. It's the worst place to be.
Now, if we could drive, I'd gladly drive anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drive for 3 days to California, 4 days to California nonstop, but I'll drive to Boston or vice versa. And I think if we take one Christmas off from seeing each other and we do a Zoom Christmas, the most important thing we all know is the presents. And if the presents arrive, which they will through our friends at Walmart, no problem.
Yep.
And Target through the TMOS tab, you will. It actually may be better. There's not a lot of downtime wondering what we're going to do next.
I've been actually trying to mentally prepare myself. We do a huge, like a white elephant Yankee swap type deal. And you could absolutely do that on Zoom if you like headquartered one person to do it. But the postage is going to be crazy. And while we're talking about all our sponsors, I guess, thank you, stamps.com.
Yes.
So you can make all that happen. Yep. So I don't know what's going to happen. I can't imagine that I'll have anyone over except maybe my mom. For Christmas. Yeah. And so that's something to think about. But I did want to say your mom made me think of my mom. My mom is going through nothing serious. She's just a little under the weather lately. Yeah. She's battling a little diverticulitis. And so she's been having trouble sleeping. So you know your buddy Schmosker?
Yes.
Yeah. He has a buddy, Schmob, that can sometimes provide some Schmambian. So I sent some
the
Schmambian.
The best sleep you'll ever have.
Gave some Schmambian to my mother.
Schmosker.
And she's been taking a half of them because she's little.
Yeah. Oh, and, now more than a half. She might never wake up.
She's been enjoying great sleep.
Yeah.
But last night at about 10:15, the phone rang. And normally if I get a call after 10, someone's dead. Mm-hmm. So I pick up the phone and it's the landline. And I say, oh God. So I pick it up and it's my mom. And I say, are you okay? She says, I'm fine. I said, well, what's going on? She says, just a couple things I've been thinking about. I took an Ambien and I'm sitting in my chair and I got up to walk and it's so funny. I just keep walking forward.
You can't, a Schmob can't medicate your mom and then hope for the best. You got to give her some direction.
I said, Schmother, sit back down. Actually better, put your head on a pillow. She says, I watched a movie about ABBA. I said, that's great. You need to lay down and go to bed right now.
The directions with Ambien are literally.
I couldn't have been more specific.
Get in the envelope and get ready for bed because bed is coming. There's no like waiting period. It's going to happen quick.
I couldn't have been more specific, Oscar. I said, this is how you do it. Well, what happened is last night she was a rule bender.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I check with her this morning. Oh, I miss make sure everything's
Schmosker
okay.
Schmosker said that Oscar misses those sleeps.
Yeah.
Also, Schmosker also heard that it's habit forming, so you have to, you know, try to do it naturally as much as possible.
Pace and never, ever mix it with booze.
Never.
Never.
Oh, my God.
Because when you stand up, I just kept walking forward. Okay. Go to bed.
Enough to call you. What should I do? Walk forward to the pillow.
Walk into bed.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's go ahead and complete it. She has a Sleep Number bed. So everything's great. Everything's great.
Good for her.
When we come back, I have prepared an audio vault for your listening pleasure. So go nowhere. We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Meara. I just keep walking forward.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma, on black walnuts alone we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Katherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Rally, I do.
Clark Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard?
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Betty Davis.
This year has been a horrible year, dude. What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeOMeraShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
Gutsy. Gutsy to do impressions around Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, all of my people are long dead.
Yeah, and just taking an Ambien.
That's why I keep walking forward. Don't take Ambien on November 3rd, folks.
No.
What you need to do on November 3rd is vote.
Vote.
Remember, according to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians, billionaires, and you all have one vote. That's what you got. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, in your state, and perhaps most importantly, your nation. It is your privilege as well as your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered. It's not hard to do. It used to be tough. It's not anymore. Mm-hmm. Go to vote.org and you'll find all the information you need. And then plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd. Or vote early in your state if you can. Just remember, all the info you need is at vote.org. Exercise your right. Please, you have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you, and we really can't overstate it. Please make sure, no matter what your opinion is, make sure you do it. Okay? Good. All right. Let's open the audio vault for today, October 6th. God, we're all the way into October already. 2020. The Marvel Universe, all of those movies that get all the money, has a fantasy football league.
MCU.
Yeah, for charity. They're doing fantasy football for charity. And this is the week that Paul Rudd takes on Robert Downey Jr. And two more likable guys I don't know that you could come up with. Paul Rudd put out a hype video for their... This is for 1 week of fantasy football, and he produced this. I think you will enjoy this. As you know, it's Ant-Man versus Iron Man, okay?
Will he miss the mark? It's endgame for Tony Stark. He must account for less than zero as his score. Now that
so I guess it would be safe to say that Paul Rudd has some time on his hands during the pandemic.
This is where wealth and creativity collide.
Yeah, exactly.
When someone has the production access and power to do something like this.
And the vision,
F it, let's do this.
Love it. I love it. Right? Anyway, I love Paul Rudd.
That's not a lazy man.
No, I love Paul Rudd. Yeah. I think he's great. So TikTok, as Larry King once said, I don't know what it is, but I love it. TikTok, I told the kids the other day, I said, you know what I'm going to do today? They said, well, I said, I'm going to become TikTok famous. Shut up, Dad. Anyway,
did you dance?
No, I did not. I didn't. I was just.
Do you have a handle we can follow you on TikTok?
I was trying to get a reaction out of the kids.
Oh, Maddie's all in on TikTok.
Oh, she loves it.
I love
yeah, TikTok is great. It is great. The Chinese may be following, listening to you, but yes, it is great.
How about a podcast about it called TikTok?
I actually refuse to put TikTok on my phone because of everything we work on here.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, there's a TikToker named Jamie Walker, and she put up a video. There's nothing really sensational about her, except if you think you have a bad marriage, maybe look to Jamie Walker. She has not got the best marriage.
My then 16-year-old son, who's now 25, walked in on my now ex-husband with my mom doing what they had been doing, I guess, apparently for the last 5 years. There was a showdown. My son was like, if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. I was in shock. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't in a position to financially take care of myself or the kids at that time. So we stuck it out, did therapy. We moved to Tennessee eventually for a new start. And then he ended up having an affair with a 60-year-old coworker. I apparently am just too young.
So basically, her husband had an affair with her mom and then a 60-year-old coworker. Mm. So you know what? I hope she does better in the future. But at least someone's using
an ageist way to look at it. The guy clearly is scumbag, but the fact that he went older, not younger, that's the counterculture. But I mean, there are categories for that. Maybe that was just his thing.
Yeah, maybe he liked to go to Michael's.
Probably should have gotten divorced and not dated the girl's mother or maybe the coworker that could have been her mother.
Argument, I like the argument with the teenage son. If you don't tell her, I'm going
to
tell her.
But look, if you, with all due respect to Carla O'Mara, if you look at Carla O'Mara's mom,
yes.
I mean, let's be honest.
I'm going to move on.
All right, moving on.
Congratulations to the people of Australia. For the first time in 3,000 years, the Tasmanian devil is back on the plains of Australia. Is it just an excuse to play a tape of Mel Blanc? Yes, it is. But did you know that the Tasmanian devil was almost removed from Australia?
Yeah, I thought extinct, I thought.
Yeah, well, because of hunting and the dingoes.
Yeah.
The dingoes ate your baby, Oscar. The dingoes ate
I
your baby.
I remember the movie, yes.
So anyway, this I love. This is a comedian that went viral. This is all the ways as you charted your year 2020. If someone came up to you and said, how you doing? This is how your reply has changed from March until now. You go up and say, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. All things considered. In the grand scheme of things, given everything going on, I am physically here. So that's something. It could be worse. It could be worse. It could be worse. Existential dread. Everybody is engaged somehow. This does not strike me as a sexy romantic time, but okay. You know, I'm not bad, but I feel bad. I am meditating. Human conditions. Like, should I move? Seems like a bad time to move, but should I?
Should I move? I'm not bad, but
this
I feel
is
bad.
Effing great. I literally, my response to anyone that asked me, like, all things considered, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's charting. That's 6 months right there in 15 seconds. I loved it. That's your magic audio vote, folks.
Perfect.
Have a great Tuesday. That's it, folks. Mike will be back tomorrow. Fingers crossed. We wish him well. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the mailbag, we had a great one today, can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailbag address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. We still check the mail, folks. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmaraShow.com. You can do anything there, including shop at Target, Walmart, and not many days left to get your fruitcakes. I want you to know this. I called the people at nuts.com. I said, remember me? They said, hey, you're the fruitcake DJ. Said, big order coming up. So yeah, you need to get those orders in, like, seriously, within a week, folks. You got to order your fruitcakes. And remember, every time you buy a fruitcake, you support this show. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.